The Pandai by-election saga is approaching its climax, with the Supreme Court set to rule tomorrow on a High Court's decision to nullify the December 7, 2024 parliamentary election results. We are live in the constituency for reactions to the latest polls, which puts the MPP's Matthew Yindam ahead of the NDC candidates. We have more, plus here from the Electoral Commission, which says it is on a high alert.
Meantime, our training have said that within 5 days we should be able to do it. And the movement of ballots Pandai, we should be able to do it within 2 days. So in terms of preparation for the 30th, until anything otherwise comes from the support for the appeal court.
We have details on this on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil Enjoy, Holy Sleep, and also by Shield Pension Trust, into the future with you. Tonight, the Supreme Court is expected to deliver its ruling tomorrow in a case filed by former Pandai MP Matthew Yindam, who is seeking to overturn a High Court decision to annul his victory in the 2024 parliamentary election. Ahead of ruling, a new global info analytics poll has put the MPP's Matthew Yindam 4 percentage points ahead of the NDC's Daniel Wakpal, with just 2 weeks to the December 30 parliamentary rerun in the Pandai constituency. Mr. Yindam is challenging the jurisdiction of the Tamale High Court Commercial Division, which upheld an election petition filed by the NDC candidate Daniel Wakpal 32 days after the results were gazetted beyond the 21-day period permitted by law. And that's the argument that his lawyers have been pushing. Deputy Director of the Elections of Research at the Electoral Commission, Alfred Tetter, says the EC is fully prepared for the upcoming rerun, which is scheduled for the 30th of December.
So we are within time. Our training have said that within 5 days we should be able to do it. And the movement of ballots Pandai, we should be able to do it within 2 days. So in terms of preparation for the 30th, until anything otherwise comes from the support for the appeal court. And as I said, we are expecting 66,850 voters within the Pandai constituency to go to the poll. The last time we recorded 78% to 79% of turnout in 2024. Yes, we're going to publish notice of poll for the elections. We're going to, it's a rerun, so we publish notice of poll to inform the public, especially those in Pandai, about the conduct of the rerun, and then the printing of ballot papers.
When do you do that?
Yes, you said?
I wanted to know when.
We can do this. We have 15 days. Okay. These things can be done within 10 days. For now, if I'm aware, I can't recall exactly which court is handling on the 5th and then on the 16th. I am aware that either the Supreme Court is coming out on the 16th or the 15th, and then the appeal court is coming out on the 15th or something. So for us, the officials, in terms of recruitment, we are in the process of recruiting.
So that's the Electoral Commission there on the preparations ahead of the elections on 30th December. But they acknowledge that they are also keeping an eye on what's happening in the courts as well. Now, both the MPP and the NDC have all been reacting to the poll, which suggests Matthew Yindam is on course to reclaim the Pandai seat.
No, we are not campaigning. You know the reason. We are living in a democratic country, and you've listened to it. The EC just tells you that they are going by their date, but they will do anything untoward that will affect the democratic dispensation we have. And that is very unfortunate. We are very confident that if we are going to, then that is very unfortunate. We are very confident that if we are going to apply the law, then I don't think that the Pandai election should be coming up. But if it is that we are going to throw through the law so that somebody's right hand must be washed and the other one's feet should be washed, then that is what the state is going to. So for we are very confident that the law will speak. If the law decides to speak anyhow and did not speak on the direction of the law, because it has happened, there is precedence, and the law is very specific.
I can assure you the MPP is campaigning in Pandaya. We are with them in Pandaya. They are there campaigning. They come here and do propaganda and let people know that they are pursuing legal, but nothing. They are doing campaign. They are vigorously in the constituency all over the place. And then we are crisscrossing with them there. Yesterday, our team national officers were in the constituency to have meeting with all our branch executives and all that. And we met them. We met the MPP group also doing their own thing over there. So just ignore them. For them, they know. They know they are propaganda. They will tell you they are not campaigning. You remember what happened to Ablek Manoff when they indicated they were not participating in the elections. They did press conference and rubbished the Electoral Commission and everybody and said they were not participating. But you saw they did it. Less than 14 hours to the election, they zoom into the constituency. They were all over the...
Meanwhile, some resident of Pandai who spoke to John, you say, while they welcome the global info analytic poll, they believe the true outcome will only be determined at the poll ballot on at the ballot box or at the poll on December 30.
In our research there, and our prediction there, with me, I said, they bam, and at the same time, so in bam, and I don't grow up. People be voting about no. If you are pulling a station on our best stand, I've been saying, yeah, people win a meeting member in Punto. And I've been there, so you know, same to say, Obiyan Yong, and I think you've been Punto, and you'll be Obiyan Qua. Well, one got a woman, baby, I'll be to have an hour. Meet me, got it tomorrow, but Punto and we are one casa, why can make it say too much as you see. Only there are very research, but I can't die, and I'm one bet to a banner, and there one sound, and no one sound fan of whom you don't do.
But when that day comes, you might not know who will be winning. And so you want to manufacture any media and on what predict and who say this person is strong down into me. Or no on to me predict and ma obia ordinary subject quality. And I said, Obia ordinary subject quality. I'm obia also on the reading. And I said, on the national constituency and put to a member. You cannot tell that person what to do. And so no one who I prediction. And see, I cut down and I obia a dream. Then should be this.
This is still top story here on Joy 99.7 FM, also live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and our affiliates across the country, including ATL 100.5 FM. Well, this is coming a day before the Supreme Court delivers its ruling on this matter. Where will the Supreme Court, what will the Supreme Court decide? Will the Supreme Court affirm that decision by the High Court, or will it quash it? Now, if it does, then the repercussions are there. If it upholds the decision, of course, the repercussion is that we go to polls on 30th December. I would like to engage the parties to understand, you know, the thinking of the various parties ahead of tomorrow's ruling by the Supreme Court. And then we delve into the constituency as they prepare for this election. But we've been joined by the executive director of the Global Info Analytics, Musa Dankwade. Grateful to you, sir, for joining us. Now, in this particular, you know, poll that you've conducted, usually when you do you find significant changes on the DDA itself?
Thank you very much for having me. Usually the final poll that we do, we don't find a big difference between the final poll and the outcome. And if you remember, this poll is the baseline, meaning that there will be a second one, which will be the final poll. From that poll, we will see what could happen on election day.
But do you usually see a deviation between the baseline and the final one you do before the polls?
Yes, we do. For example, in Asin North, there was deviation. There was improvement for NDC candidate Bichikwesin, which he won. And then also when you look at Akutia as well, MPP was leading, but in the final poll, they lost, and they lost the final election. We don't know what's going to happen in Bandai yet, but at the moment, MPP is ahead with 4 points.
If you listen to the sentiment of some of the residents that we played, I don't know if you heard it, but some say, well, the poll is a poll, but the reality of it will happen on the day the election is being held. Does it portray to you a certain direction in the community itself or in the constituency?
You know, they say a poll is a poll, but a poll is the opinion of those who are going to take part in the election. So most often than not, if it's a scientific poll, the poll will reflect within the margin of error. If you look at the sentiment, generally it's a broadly positive sentiment towards the government. But we have not seen that being reflected in the performance of the governing party's candidate yet. And as I mentioned, I mean, we have 14 days or 15 days to go, and anything can happen. Now, if you look at what is happening on the ground, the parties are equally divided in terms of party affiliation. So whoever wins will be the party that is able to galvanize, mobilize people to the polls on election day.
One of the major revelations of the poll has to do with the number of people who don't have formal education in the constituency. Can that play a role in how this election swings? Whether money or, as they say, items that people give on election to buy vote buying, whether that can really play a role here?
Yes, I think that's the vulnerability of the poll, I mean, the constituency in terms of demography. I think it is one of the highest we've ever seen in polling in this country in terms of people with no formal qualification. And these are people who are normally poorer people and people who are easily swayed by material things. But regardless of that, we also know that very few, less than 10% of people take money and vote the way you want them to vote. They may take your money and vote their heart, and that could happen as well. So it's not that simple as that.
Okay, so even though that number is huge, it won't be that simple that it could really affect how the election will go out.
I think so, because most people are descending whether they have education or not.
Okay, so if the MPP and the NDC are listening now, what do you think will be the most critical things that they need to look out for as they all prepare for this election on 30th?
Hey, look, it is about the messaging. Which message will resonate? Which message will the voters believe in? And realistically, hope that they will deliver the victory. For MPP, they must make a case that they need to have their candidate in parliament. Very strong case. And for NDC, I know they will do the same usual. We'll bring up development because your MP can lobby. Same tactic that was used in Akutia. So we need to see if the people are really into developmental project and all those kind of things and really would want to put that above the love they have for the PC, then they may sway. If not, if the candidate is very strong and they love him and they like him, they may stick with him regardless of the promises.
All right. Let's see how that goes. I'm grateful to you, Mr. Dankwa, for joining us here. Musa Dankwa is the executive director of the Global Info Analytics. Let me bring in the NDC's Rashid Tanko Computer, who is the deputy director of elections and IT of the party. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us. Ahead of the hearing in the Supreme Court tomorrow, what's the feeling like amongst the rank and file of your party, in relation to that hearing involving the Bandai seat?
Would you let me say good evening to you and your cherished listeners across the globe. Well, we are confident that tomorrow they will dismiss them. I mean, they have no business being at the Supreme Court. It has no basis. And then, so we are very sure that the law laws will make justice to it by dismissing them. I mean, they have no case.
They have no case completely. Have all parties been served, if you are aware of that?
Well, as of today, I'm aware that we have not been served. We've only been hearing that. Well, we are not party as a political party to read.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's our candidate. But the information I have, I called him. He said he's not aware. He has not been served. And so, well, let's see what happens.
If he has not been served, then there can't be a hearing tomorrow. Not so.
Of course. That is it. Because I spoke with him this morning. And because of, this morning I was in your studio and then wanted to be sure that... He's been served and all that. But he told me he has not been served. He's not even aware. He's also been hearing on social media, on TV, on radio, but he has not been served. I mean, that is what is going on. Nobody has given anything.
This was in the morning. Have you spoken to him afternoon, later afternoon, to understand whether or not he's had the service?
Oh, no. Of course. I mean, he's somebody I work with. 24/7. I mean, if he's there, he would have informed me accordingly.
Okay. So, for what you know, will lawyers for your candidate be in court tomorrow?
Well, we will be going there as friends of the court because we don't want any surprise. Yes, we will be going there because we are hearing it. So we don't want any surprise. We'll go there as friends of the court, which of course is allowed.
Okay. You're going to ask friends to probably get a lawyer to defend when matters arise or what, really? Just to be friends of the court?
Yes, of course. That's what I'm saying. We don't want surprise because we know what MPP can do. We know them. So, we know their track records.
So you have prepared for this potential hearing tomorrow?
No. I'm saying that we have... My candidate has not been served.
Okay.
And so because he has not been served legally... They cannot proceed with their hearing. But you know MPP with their crooked way of doing things. We have to be sure that they don't spring any surprise on us.
Well, okay. Stay with me. Let me bring in Haruna Muhammad, who is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Haruna, we're just learning that the NDC's candidate, Daniel Wakpan, has not been served. What do you know about the potential hearing of this matter tomorrow?
Thank you very much, Bruce. Good evening to you, and then good evening to Tanko, my senior brother. Indeed, we have filed our case in the Supreme Court. They have been hiding their candidate because they know they have a weak case. They know that the law is not for them. They have infringed on the laws of the Republic of Ghana. We've gone in for a substituted service, and that substituted service has been executed. So for me, I'm not going to engage in litigation outside. We'll meet at the Supreme Court tomorrow, and the law and the facts speaks for itself.
But this morning, Tanko said that you had even alluded to the fact that there was an... earlier Gazette and also that there was the January Gazette. So if that's the case, then your case of saying that they filed out of time does not hold water.
Rosa, let me tell you, there's nowhere that there is any January Gazette that covers all the polling stations or all the constituencies in Ghana. There is a January Gazette in a 2024, December 24th Gazette. There is only one Gazette document in Ghana. And that Gazette document in Ghana contains all the constituencies in that particular Gazette, except the Abelikuma North. And I can tell you on authority that today or tomorrow, if you go to the Ghana Publishing Company to buy the Gazette, that is the only Gazette that they will sell to you. And this Chief January reliance that they have been doing, it has no original document in the files of the Gazette notifications. We have used it. We've used it in Akwetia. And the NDC went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court invited all of us. We went there. The Electoral Commission filed the certified Gazette notification. The NDC procured the certified Gazette notification and submitted, and the Supreme Court ruled based on PNDC Law 284, Section 18, 1 to 2. So it is very straightforward. There is only one Gazette notification. If they so think that there is, they have another Gazette notification, they should bring the original and proof of purchase to the Supreme Court tomorrow.
And this
me to court. Bring your document. Bring your proof of purchase, and then we will all meet in court, and then the Supreme Court will once again deliver on that particular judgment.
And this Gazette you speak about is dated when?
I can't hear you.
This Gazette you speak about is dated when?
It's dated 24th December 2024. Mm. 24th December 2024, with Gazette notification number 234. That is the Gazette notification number. Mm. And then the one that is dated 6th January is numbered number 3. And these are the constituencies that is contained on the 6th January, inclusive in the one Gazette notification I'm talking about. Domi Kwabenya, Okaikwe Central, Tema Central, and then the fourth one is Techiman South. These are the four constituencies that is included in the Gazette notification that is referenced to 6th of January. The rest are 24th of December, okay, inclusive of and Akwetia, where the Supreme Court are taking a decision of the original and certified Gazette notification, which was used in passing the judgment at the Supreme Court.
So you're optimistic that tomorrow, if there is a hearing, it will go in your favor?
Yeah, it will go in our favor, unless, of course, the court finally will become Animal Farm, or we will liken it to dictatorship, or we are going to through procedure and confuse all law students and legal or practitioners in our courts. So this is a procedure, and that's what has said. They filed out of time, and they themselves knew very well that the time that they filed is out of time. And the reliance on the 6th January, we have just told them, we relied on same in Akwetia, and the Supreme Court pointed to us, including the Electoral Commission, that is not the right Gazette notification.
Okay.
And that particular Gazette notification is a photocopy or something that has no original. So if they know that they have an original of that, because we have tested that in court, and we are very confident that the Supreme Court cannot vary their decision. If they so vary the decision, then it means that in future, somebody can win with 20,000, then you decide that you want to remove the person from parliament. That is something that we must protect. Our democracy must be protected. Our laws must be protected. The confidence of the judicial system must be put in the people of Ghana for us to all know that justice can really be served, but not injustice.
In the next minute, if the court hearing does not go in your favor, will you participate in the election, the rerun in Bandai?
If it doesn't vote in our favor, it means that the laws of Ghana have stopped working. And in that particular circumstance, we'll tell the good people of Ghana and proceed to Bandai and take back our seats. And we'll wait for what the future will hold for all of us.
All right. I'm grateful to you. Let me bring in Tanko again. Tanko, so there you have it. The MPP believe that they have a case which can go in their favor if the hearing comes off tomorrow. And even if it doesn't, they are ready for you in the Pwanda rerun.
Let me tell you, we have the Gazette here. Monday, 6th January 2025, published by the authority, Republic of Ghana, Electoral Commission of Ghana, publication of parliamentary election results 2024. And it's about 8,064 pages. It's here. I don't know where he's quoting from. These are the problem I have with them. You are in opposition and you are still doing propaganda, MPP. They are in opposition. They are still doing propaganda, manufacturing their own documents. This one is based on this, that the court establish that, yes, let's come to case management for the matter that has been filed on 25th January. The lawyers didn't run away from it. They didn't say that the Gazette was not correct, and therefore they are not going to participate in this. And they didn't bring any action to Supreme Court to stop the High Court in Tamale from proceeding with a petition. They followed through 11 months with us, only to be for them to lose portfolio in the court. And they know that they are going to waste everybody's time. They've run to Supreme Court. And this is what they are doing.
Well, he says there they relied on the Gazette you're talking about, and Supreme Court said the actual one was on the December 1.
I am saying that the one that we have here was the one that was used. And at case management point, they didn't raise any issue about it. The letter commission was there. The letter commission was the second respondent. And they brought it. They were cross-examining on this. And they authenticated it. When check the ruling, we didn't bring the thing to the court. This is what we are talking about. And we are saying that they are in opposition and they are still doing propaganda. Look, it's just unfortunate that they have not served our candidate. He's not been served, as we speak now. We have not been served. Well, the NDC is not party to this.
Okay.
It is a candidate who is the applicant, whose release has been upheld. They need to look for him. He's currently busy campaigning and in the field. And so we are not even aware what is going on. The only thing is that we will be there as friends of the court tomorrow because we don't trust NPP.
But Musa Dankwa's poll suggests that Matthew Nyindam is still leading in the constituency. Okay, I've lost him there.
It's an area that we are very much interested. Research is an area that we shouldn't joke with. And especially when it's coming from Musa Dankwa, his poster. So anytime he comes out with results like this, we take it on board. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yes, I said we take it on board, look at it, and analyze it properly, and see which areas, the gray areas that we can work on to our benefit. And I can assure you, we have taken his resource on board. Within the shortest possible time, we will turn the tide. I can assure you, there are some 3% undecided voters. We will make sure that they decide for the NDC.
Okay.
So that I can assure you.
Okay.
This is not the first time we have been underdogs in by-election. Akotia were the underdogs. The first polling he came out with, MPP were leading us. And they were all over the place. At that time, we were performing the funeral of my late boss. So we had him zoom in. The same thing. As soon as the ruling came and he was booted out of parliament, he ran there, organized some chiefs. You remember he organized some chiefs and opinion leaders to come out and say they didn't want any rerun. So he was enjoying some sympathy around the place. I'm sure that might have triggered the polling that gave them this thing. But we are going to work harder. We've taken the poll, yes, seriously, and we will work harder to make sure that we beat the NPP and beat them hands down. In fact, we are going to give them a heavy defeat in the constituency. They should stop this thing and come and face us in the constituency, come 30th.
Okay, so I just want to find something from you, Tanko. Has the EC also authenticated the 7th January Gazette you talk about?
I'm saying that they were the second respondent, Electoral Commission, in the case. And they were cross-examined. The first respondent lawyer didn't find anything wrong with it. They cross-examined the second respondent, cross-examined the first respondent, which is my candidate. And we went through the case, and they wrote their written address to the court on the matter before it was ruled. 14th November, the MPP lawyer, that first respondent, Nyindam lawyer, wrote his written addresses to the court, addressing the court on some of the salient issues and everything. No part of it did he mention about the issue of Gazette and all that. None.
All right, Tanko, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Rashid Tanko Computer is the Deputy Director of IT and Elections for the NDC. This has been a top story brought to you by Telecel, Holy Insecticide Spray, and Quellen by Shield Pension Trust. My name is Samuel Kojobres. Up next, it's Newsnight.